Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Ever hit the gym and walked away sore? That's not failure. That's growth. Muscle fibres tear under stress and rebuild stronger. And James says here that trials, even injuries, can do the same for our faith. They test it, stretch it, and ultimately strengthen it. Injury is more than physical. It's a spiritual test too. Why hasn't God healed me? Why did he give me this gift, only to shelve it? And these are real, painful questions. And yet, consider it pure joy. Know that James doesn't assume we will automatically feel joy. Rather, he says to consider it pure joy. To decide to see this trial as a joy. To look at it again from another perspective. No pain in God's economy is ever wasted. There is nothing outside of God's sovereign rule in my life that he can't use to make me more like Jesus and enable me to keep going in faith. Injury can be a season of deepening, refining, strengthening, if we let perseverance finish its work. I was hospitalised with anorexia in my teens, and it was a dark season, months away from home, battling myself. And yet I look back now and see how God used it to take my faith deeper than it had ever been. I had nothing to offer, nothing to give, yet God never let go. It was in the storm that I learned to cling to him. Think of a ship at sea. When it's calm, you can walk freely around the deck. When it's choppy, you need your hands out for support. And in a storm, you need to cling to something solid. Injury is a storm. But if it drives you to cling to Jesus, you'll come through stronger, more mature, more grounded. And when the storm has passed, we can look back upon a difficult season in life and remember how God brought us through. Though we may have been weak or sinful or despairing, God never stopped loving us. And this gives us confidence that God will hold us fast through the next trial. It strengthens us to keep trusting him, to keep persevering. John Newton expressed this confidence in his famous hymn, Amazing Grace, and I'm not going to sing that for you. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. So we will not be thrilled to be injured, but we can count it as joy, because we know it isn't pointless. It is strengthening us on our Christian journey, helping us to last the distance until one day we will be led home by the one who never lets us down. Let's pray. God, we don't enjoy trials. We don't like injuries. But help us to see it through your eyes. Give us strength to endure. Teach us to persevere. Make us mature, even in our weakness. And remind us that your grace will lead us home. And pray for your sports friends. Think of someone going through a tough time, be that injury, illness, or discouragement. And pray that God would strengthen them, help them persevere, and deepen their trust in him. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.